When I was a child, I thought like a child. I thought that if I could hide some misdeed that I had done and nobody could find out about it, it would not be known. But there are two that always know. Of course, God knows everything that goes on right down into our hearts. And I knew of my own misdeeds. And the guilt that came along with that was like a weight on my soul over the years. We can never go to a place or be in a position that God does not see everything. Not only does He see everything, He sees the intentions of our heart. That also means He can see where we're hurting. He can see those good things that He's bringing about in us. He can be pleased by the virtue that His grace is bringing forth in us because He sees them. He knows us. He will be our judge. And so I want to live a life that's pleasing to God. And when God takes inventory, as He always does in my life, that my life can be pleasing to Him. And those things that are not pleasing, He can bring to my attention. And His grace can make me better. That's what He said to the people of Ephesus when He wrote to their pastor, whom He calls the angel of the church of Ephesus. This is what He said. Revelation 2, verse 2. I know your works, and your labor, and your patience, and how you cannot bear those which are evil, and how you have tested those which say they are apostles, but are not, and have found them to be liars. And you have borne and have patience for my name's sake. You have labored and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly, and I will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. You see, God knows the good things and the bad things about us. And the bad things about us, He wants us to address. And how do we address those bad things? We repent. That just simply means to change your mind. Oh, I was doing things this way. I'm going to do it another way. You know, my love has been growing a little cold, Lord. You showed that to me. I'm going to change that. I'm going to change my mind about that. And please, Lord, I will love you as I loved you at the first, when you first saved me. And I will do those works of love. I repent. And you see, God is faithful. This is what He said. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. That is, those who will do His will. And when He rebukes us, when He disciplines us, when He reminds us that we have left our first love, if we repent, then He is faithful to help us, and His grace moves us along in the direction He wants us to go. And He said, to him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to eat of that tree of life that's in the midst of the paradise of God. Our first parents despised that tree and chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. O Lord God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy and how you have changed me and helped me. Now look into my soul, Lord. See if there's any way in me that's not right, that I may be an overcomer and eat of that tree that's in the midst of the garden and have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.